This morning we'll begin to explore the practice of equanimity. And just to offer again a little bit of the Dhamma talk from last night as an introduction to the practice itself. Various experiences in our lives of ease, happiness, contentment, or the experiences of stress, difficulty, suffering, are the result of our karma, as we began to explore last evening. The result of our actions of thought, speech, and outward actions, deeds. This is karma. This is our karma. We're the heirs of our karma, the owners of our karma. And the example I gave last evening, just as soon as we speak words or perform any action, we've totally lost control of it. And yet at the same time, it remains with us. And in some way, returns to us as our inheritance, our due inheritance. Everything that happens, the ease or the dis-ease, in relationship to all of the happenings in this life, is the outcome of our own mind's relationship to the happenings, the internal happenings and the external happenings. Our suffering and our happiness in any given moment is due to our own mind. As I mentioned last evening, as this understanding begins to take root in us, it actually has the power to free us from fear, because we begin to know that we can change our mind, that we're not trapped on the wheel of karma. So this practice itself is a really very good deed, we could say. One of the most appropriate and one of the best actions that we can possibly do for ourselves and in relationship to others. And it's the essential ground for changing our mind, the essential ground for the blossoming of all of the wholesomeness in and through our whole life. This practice of equanimity is done, as I spoke briefly about last night, is done by repeating, and in equanimity practice it's just one phrase. And we begin with ourselves. The classical phrase, the way that it's taught traditionally, is this: I am the owner, or I am the heir of my own kama or karma. My happiness or suffering depends upon my actions, not upon my wishes for myself. Some non-traditional ways that this can be said, and I'll just offer you a couple of possibilities, and you can choose if you would like to practice it with the classical or traditional phrase or one of these others. May I accept things as they are. May I be undisturbed by the comings and goings of events. Those two phrases aren't quite as complete in terms of in relationship to karma, but they do touch into the essence of the practice on some level. And also there's a very well-known prayer, the Serenity Prayer, that comes from the Old Testament. That's also an equanimity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And basically that's the same thing. It doesn't speak about karma or karma, but it certainly does speak about the other aspect of the essence, we could say, of equanimity and wisdom. The equanimity practice and the teachings are the entryway, we could say, into insight. Much more directly so than the first three divine abidings or the first three Brahma-viharas. Because insight is more immediate or more direct, as I'm sure you can intuit just from the phrase that's used, than it is with metta or karuna or mudita practice. There is insight or understanding that comes, of course, through metta practice and karuna practice and mudita practice. Without a doubt, there's understanding that arises. But it kind of comes in from, it doesn't come in from center stage, it kind of comes in from the wings of the stage. With equanimity practice, it comes from the center, we could say. We begin with the equanimity practice. I would encourage you not to think about it too much. Or not, when you start to think about it, just notice that there's a lot of thinking, maybe analytical thinking, trying to figure it out, trying to get it by thinking about it. And just notice and note thinking and let the thoughts go. And just come back and begin again. And let the practice do itself, we could say, in you. At least tune it, even if there's not yet a skepticism, or there's not yet a deep faith in the process of this practice, of these practices. You can look at it as an experiment. It certainly won't hurt you. So it's a benign experiment, and it's worth experimenting with. So sitting comfortably, we can begin by dropping into the body, attention to fill the body as though the attention is inside the body, whole body sense of sitting. Very simple, direct, mindful awareness of the posture, sitting. Paying attention to touch points, contact points, places where the ground and the body meet. Legs, feet, the sensation, very simple direct noticing of touch, contact, ground, body, body, ground, chair, body, body, chair, sitting, touching, noticing the hands touching each other or legs and hands touching. And bringing the attention up through the body, up to the ear doors. Ear doors open, receiving sound, hearing. Very simple, direct contact, receiving sound. Distant sounds, sounds that are near, maybe inner sounds. The breath appears as though appearing. Attention then connecting to the experience of breath. Sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath at the tip of the nose, at the edge of the nostrils, the small space between the nose and the upper lip, the sensations of breath there. Breath is most clearly and directly experienced in the heart center. The movement of the breath in the heart center. Expansion with the in-breath. Contraction with the out-breath may be most directly and clearly felt in the belly. The movement of the breath in the belly. The rising movement with the in-breath. And the falling movement with the out-breath. Is in your body, wherever it is, that the breath is most easily, directly, and clearly felt as sensation. Letting the attention rest there. Not trying to get the breath. Or get to it or hold it, but simply receiving the sensations of breath as it breathes itself in and through this body. To settle and relax. With the attention bright, clear, and open-heartedly connected. Begin with the equanimity practice. I am the heir of my own karma. My happiness or suffering depends upon my actions, not upon my wishes for myself.